From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. After 6 years leading the Utah Department of Health, Executive Director David Sunwall announced his resignation Tuesday. The state's health commissioner has had no shortage of problems to deal with in recent years, from the H1N1 flu epidemic to enrollment surges in Medicaid and a state lawmaker's proposal that his whole department be eliminated. I spoke with Dr. Sunwall about his resignation, asking him whether it was entirely his decision to step down.
Absolutely. The governor did not ask me to resign. He certainly didn't fire me, but I decided that 6 years is a long time to serve in this demanding position, and I have some other things I would like to pay attention to while I have the health and energy to do it.
And given the challenges facing the state's Medicaid budget and the health department right now, was it a difficult decision to decide to resign? Did part of you feel like you wanted to kind of see these challenges out?
Well, it's true. It's a little bit hard to withdraw from the fray. Right now, both at the national and state level, health reform and changes in health policy are kind of front burner. However, I'm not really retreating from that. I'll be able now to spend sufficient time with this national appointment I have as the vice chairman of something called MACPAC. I know it sounds like a video game, but it's Medicaid and CHIP Payment and Access Commission. And this is 17 people that we report directly to Congress and provide. Our first report is due in March, the next one in June, and that's every year. So that'll keep me kind of in the mix of how do we do health policy in this country in a way we can afford. But it's challenging. I can tell you every state is struggling, not just Utah, with how do we provide the services our people need without breaking the bank.
And Dr. Sunwall, as you, of course, know very well, there was recently an audit of the state's Medicaid providers that you had the opportunity to address up at the Utah legislature that found a lot of abuse and waste within the system. What are your thoughts as to how this is going to be handled going forward, and what should the public think in terms of how efficiently the state's Medicaid program is being operated?
Well, first of all, I want the public to have confidence in Medicaid. It really is not the problem. It's health care cost inflation, and it's the fact that we have an all-time high, a record number of people enrolled in Medicaid because the economy was so poor in the last few years. Now, hopefully, as the economy gets better, we'll have some relief of that. It's a dilemma we have because we got criticized for not doing sufficient denial of claims or going after recovering from doctors or hospitals or nursing home claims that they submitted that we shouldn't have paid for. But in fact, that's a fraction of the budget of Medicaid. Even in our state, it's about a $1.8 billion program. And I'm not trivializing the importance of doing good fraud and abuse audits, but I do think that our program is managed well. And even in the clinics where I serve as a doctor and where we code services for patients, there were errors discovered there, but no fraud, no intent to bilk the government, because when I see patients, I'm not paid. Zero times 10 is still zero. So it wasn't intent to be fraudulent. It's what we need to do is be more capable of coding correctly so we don't look like we're out of sync with an audit. But anyway, the bottom line is we could run our Medicaid program better, and we're attending to that, but I don't want the public to lose confidence in it. It's really a blessing in the lives of the poor people that need it, and they rely on that coverage.
And briefly, Dr. Sunwall, one of the most recent public health issues that comes to mind during your tenure as executive director of the Department of Health would be the H1N1 or swine flu. Any other particular challenges that will stick with you from this job over the past 5 years?
Well, that pandemic was really exciting. It seemed to me like from May of 2009 to March of 2010 was about 5 years, not a year, because it was so darn demanding. So we did pretty well with that. The other things that I think we need to continue to focus on are the rise in obesity rates in our state. We slipped in our overall health rankings from number 2 to number 7 this past year, in part because we got fatter, and that's not unique to Utah. As I say, we rank better than most states, but the rate of increase is worrisome. The other thing that I'm most concerned about is prescription drug misuse and abuse, and the several hundred deaths every year, quite a bit more than even from car crashes, of people mixing drugs and taking these opioid medications when they're so dangerous.
And finally, Dr. Sunwall, it's interesting that we're speaking on a red air quality day here in Salt Lake County. Do you think that air quality is going to continue to be a major public health issue here in the state of Utah?
It is, as our valley grows, and as you know, this is... been going on for centuries. I think the Native Americans called this valley the Smoky Valley because of our geography. But still, it's going to be a bigger problem as more people live here. And I'm personally convinced that a lot of long-term health problems are related to poor air quality. So it's something we're going to have to continue to work on at all levels, not just in our department, but the Department of Environmental Quality as well.
Dr. David Sunwall will step down as Executive Director of the Utah Department of Health at the end of this month. He was appointed to the position in January 2005. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.